Thanks, blessings, Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, December 6th, 2014. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thanks for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. ZANU-PF today endorsed President Robert Mugabe as the party's president, first secretary and sole candidate for the 2018 presidential election.
I want to thank you and thank you most heartily, most profoundly for voting for me once again.
And ZANU-PF today ratified its constitution, giving President Mugabe excessive powers to appoint his deputies. ZANU-PF today endorsed President Robert Mugabe as the party's president, first secretary and sole candidate for the 2018 presidential election. Party supporters further endorsed his wife, Grace, as the secretary of the powerful Women's League.
I want to thank you and thank you most heartily, most profoundly for voting for me once again.
The party is currently announcing names of officials who will be part of the 300-member Politburo. And political analyst Professor Shadrack Kutto of the University of South Africa says President Mugabe's endorsement as party president and first secretary and the elevation of his wife to the Women's League was predictable. He believes that the president will end up being a liability for his party in the near future.
It is really sad to see, you know, somebody who is reached that age clinging to power. As to his wife, of course, he's trying to position her in where she is now in the Politburo, in the Central Committee. And from that point of view, he hopes that when he goes, at least she will be like a deputy president or president. So that they protect the wealth that they have been, you know, really plundering from the state for personal family use and some of their friends. So it is, I think, a sad day for Zimbabweans, but that is what the political reality is at the moment. And it really depends on Zimbabweans whether they are going to see this as something that would make them begin to vote for alternatives in the next general election.
And in terms of, you know, him being endorsed as the sole candidate for the 2018 elections, what's your take on that?
Well, what that means is that there will not be other elective conference or meeting of ZANU-PF to decide on who is going to be the presidential candidate. So he's preempting, or rather making it impossible for another meeting to take place where a presidential candidate will be chosen. So I think that is what he's doing. And it is sad that the leadership in ZANU-PF, the factions that support him, can support such a move, which then preempts everyone else. And but they voted for him within the party, and let them eat what they have cooked. But it is the other Zimbabweans who are not eating with them who are really going to suffer the most.
That was political analyst Shadrack Kutto of the University of South Africa speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg, South Africa. Now I think we've got our correspondent Ivan Chifera, who is at the venue of the party's 6th Congress. Good evening, Chifera.
Good evening, how are you?
Very fine. How is Harare?
Harare is very hot and very fine.
Oh, very good. So can you give us a rundown of what is happening there right now?
What is happening right now is that President Robert Mugabe is giving his closing remarks to the Congress just after they endorsed the list of Central Committee members that were selected from the provinces. And he has not chosen his two deputies and the chairperson and members of the Politburo because he says he does not want to rush. He needs time to study the list of the names from the Central Committee where you pick up members of the Politburo and his deputies and his two deputies.
Now, what can you say, were the major highlights before the president actually addressed this kind of meeting?
In the Central Committee, he was just saying we need unity, and he touched a bit on the Manjuru, saying that she had fallen by the wayside because she had wanted to assume power through irregular means. Now he says that those people are out with the movement from the Central Committee, from the leadership of the provinces. They will have time to do their farming. They will become ordinary card-carrying members, and then and to learn what ZANU-PF means and what ZANU-PF stands for before they can then seek for office.
And then, Chifera, what will happen to those that have been left out of the party who are said to be rebels? Are they going to bounce back?
He says, the constitution has been amended. Some are going to be suspended, some will be expelled, but he says those that have not been expelled will be given a chance to become ordinary card-carrying members. But I must say that you are aware the president has the powers to nominate 10 members, and he has done so to some of the ministers who failed to make it to the Central Committee, like Walter Mzembe, Omashingo, Chimbarashe, Mbenge, Metro Benitland, and also Superman Wanzera. They are among the 10 people that the president has nominated into the Central Committee.
And lastly, Chifera, what are members saying about the elevation of Maimjuru? Mugabe.
Well, people are very excited. Most of the delegates that came to the Congress are very happy. And in the after speech, Mugabe said she decided to go public and also to attack Maimjuru because Maimjuru is the
thanks very much, Chifera. And that was our correspondent, Ivan Chifera, in Harare. And we reached analyst Tapera Kapuya, who tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu it is problematic for President Mugabe to run for any election at 94.
Yeah, I think with what has been happening in the past month or so, it was quite predictable that what we are going to see Mr. Mugabe being endorsed as the sole candidate for the party in 2018. Unfortunate as it might be, considering that Mr. Mugabe will be 94, heading towards 95 in 2018, one has to look at it within the perspective that Mr. Mugabe has always been known to have interest in serving as president for life. And I think one of the most scarier parts as well, which we have witnessed in the past week, has been the conversation which Mr. Mugabe had with the military, where the military is invited to a political party congress and quite very clearly instructions in a very subtle way are being put in that they have to align with the party and the party's interests. This career projection is that at 95, without a solid support base within his own political party, as we have seen almost 9 provinces totally going against him ahead of the party congress, we might begin to see a greater role of the military a greater role of the state apparatus in engineering the elections in 2018.
What do you make of the elevation of the First Lady Grace Mugabe to be the Secretary for Women's Affairs in the Women's League?
This is, I think the way we have to look at it is not quite necessarily that her elevation to be the head of the Women's League. I think anyone else who has been following Mugabe's speeches from when he talks about Joyce Mujuru to what he has just said today at the close of the ZANU-PF Congress, when he denounced his own political party with his slogan, Pasine ZANU-PF, it's quite very indicative that we might actually, Mr. Mugabe's mental stability, his sense of memory, his astuteness, is not as mentally alert as what he has been portrayed to be.
That was independent political analyst Tapera Kapuya in Canberra, Australia, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Another political analyst, Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University, tells Studio 7 the elevation of the president's wife to the post of Secretary of the Women's League is unlikely to positively change the lives of Zimbabweans.
I think this move was widely unexpected 3 months ago. The fact that it has now become reality indicates that there is a strong desire on the part of the of Mugabe's family and of course, the Mnangagwa faction, to sideline systematically and systemically Mrs. Mujuru from the political process by completely replacing her with a person who will undercut most of her strengths or whatever claim she may have had to power other than necessarily her own competence. And I think that since it is not new for Mugabe's wife to lead the Women's League, I think that it was always there in the waiting, and Mujuru should have seen that, just as I suspect Jonathan Moyo and Mnangagwa saw the opportunity and used it effectively to kick Ms. Mujuru out of the process. What that simply means is, in political terms, there is no comeback for Ms. Mujuru at all. There is no chance she's returning to politics for the long term.
And the elevation of Mrs. Mugabe, is it going to bring any change in ZANU-PF?
It's not going to bring any change because the elevation is aligned to a political faction, i.e. the Mnangagwa faction.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University in London, speaking with Studio 7. ZANU-PF today also ratified its constitution, giving President Mugabe excessive powers, and also announced several resolutions aimed at improving the economy. Our reporter Thomas Chiripasi is more from Harare.
Addressing delegates at the party's congress, Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is also the ZANU-PF Secretary for Legal Affairs, announced the expected but controversial amendments to the party's constitution, allowing President Mugabe to appoint his deputies in line with the 1987 unity accord between ZANU-PF and the Zimbabwe African People's Union, or ZAPU, founded by the late Joshua Nkomo.
Article 7 of the Constitution, the reconstituted Central Committee. There shall be a Central Committee which shall be the principal organ of the party in between Congress. Two, Vice President and Second Secretary appointed in accordance with the unity accord by the President.
Many suspect the amendments to the Constitution are aimed to protect Mr. Mugabe from the likes of his Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who has been accused of factionalism and plotting to secretly oust him. Opening up the speculation to the Mrs. Mujuru's fate, Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda said Congress had resolved to expel anyone suspected of spawning factionalism.
To ensure the enforcement of discipline within the party, without fear or favor, eliminate the influence of high-level both fathers and both mothers.
While the question of who President Mugabe will pick as his deputies remain unanswered, independent political analyst Sidney Masamvu says the larger issue of succession still remains.
Where we are right now, this ZANU-PF Congress is not confronted the succession issue because the ZANU-PF constitution does not say the vice president shall take over.
Aside from addressing the party's internal issues of factionalism and succession, the Congress also addressed the issues of concern to citizens as articulated by Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Sembiso Nyoni, who chaired the cluster on social services.
Prioritize the provision of social protection, productive assets, including land, credit, and research, in order to accelerate the building of livelihoods.
Another hot issue on the Congress agenda was land reform, where Mudenda says there will be some changes.
To take urgent measures to resolve all remaining land-related disputes in the countryside, particularly those between the settled indigenous farmers against former white commercial farmers who remain on their land.
Still on land, Agriculture and Mechanization Minister Joseph Made, who chaired the agricultural cluster, says new farmers can expect better support from the government to ensure food security in the country. Made also said farmers would be required to sell an unspecified tonnage of their crop output to the Grain Marketing Board.
A1 and A2 farmers should be fully supported with respect to farm equipment, ensure that distribution of farm equipment and input is done in a transparent and fair manner.
On infrastructure, Transport Minister Obet Mpofu announced Congress's resolution to rehabilitate major roads before the Christmas holidays.
Rural roads risk traveling. We have done 26,000 kilometers in our rural roads, and this is beyond what we targeted for implementation. Pre-Christmas highway maintenance program.
Other critical areas of concern to many citizens are education and engagement with the West, both of which Mudenda says Congress has resolutions, including engaging Britain and her allies. Analyst Masambu says that resolution is overdue but welcome.
A very positive resolution, which I hope it will actually carry the same political will to see it to its fruition.
Zimbabwe's relations with the West were strained in 2000 following the imposition of targeted sanctions against President Mugabe over allegations of rigged elections and gross human rights violations. Harare, however, has maintained that the sanctions were part.
Thank you very much, Thomas Chiripasi in Harare. Meanwhile, churches in Zimbabwe say they are concerned about intolerance shown by the ZANU-PF leadership, which kicked out Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her allies, claiming that they wanted to topple President Robert Mugabe. In a statement, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe said, quote, "While the church does not ordinarily seek to comment or intervene in matters related to party politics, such internal struggles and convulsions may reach a boiling point and tipping point that national tranquility and stability are invariably diminished." That was the music of Thomas Mafumo coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap today's top stories. ZANU-PF today endorsed President Robert Mugabe as the party's president, first secretary and sole candidate for the 2008 presidential election. And the party also ratified its constitution, giving President Mugabe excessive powers to appoint his deputies. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gandhi. This is Kip Stube in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.